Hello, I'm Leah Dansby. I'm a program manager at the Santa Clara County Adult Probation Department.
I'm Cynthia Granados and I work with Adult Services.
And we're here today to talk about Cynthia's journey. So as I was coming here today, I was thinking about how long I've known you and how we met. And you tell this story better than me though. So when did we meet?
I believe it was like 3 years ago.
Five. When we opened the South County Reentry Resource Center in San Martin.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
That's when I was the client.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So you came into our center looking for help, and I don't know, how did you hear about the San Martin Reentry Resource Center?
It all started when I was on probation, on formal probation. So my probation officer had sent me to you guys to look for work. And that's when I went in there to try to get work. And then it just went from there.
And so when you came in, I remember I felt like there was a lot of apprehension on your part. You were not very verbal. And so our conversation, it was like I had to pull things from you, but you ended up coming back. What made you want to come back?
The reason why I came back is because if I didn't go back, then I would be get locked up.
Oh,
that's the reason, the whole reason why I went back. Okay. But in reality, I didn't really want to go back, only because I was working with I felt comfortable more if I was working with a female than a male, and then that's when we're working with males. So that's the reason why I didn't want to go back.
So the first...
In San Martin.
Oh, okay. The first case manager that you had was a male.
Yes.
And then we introduced a female case manager. What's her name?
Rose. Rose Lara.
Yeah.
Lara. Yeah, and she's the one that... it was Gilroy that I met her. So... From San Martin, it was the male, and then Gilroy, it was Rose.
Mm-hmm. What did Rose offer you that you were able to see that this could, these services could possibly work for you?
Mm-mm. So, every time I wanted to get help, it just seemed like nobody was there to understand my situation, what I was going through at the time. And when I met her, that's when I gave her a chance. I said, okay, it's a female. I'm gonna try it out with her and see if there's anything that she can do and she can relate to me. And that's exactly what happened. So I went into the Gilroy one and started talking to her. And so all my background that I had, my experience, she had already been through that. So that's when that was the connection with me and her. So from there, I was like, okay, cool. Like, there's somebody here that can understand me, where I went from where I was at to now, so.
At what point in the services that you were receiving from Rose did you believe that this can really work and that you saw a change within yourself?
She never gave up on me. Everything that she asked me to do, she's just said, work with me and I'll work with you. And so I gave it a shot and that's what happened. So whatever, all the resources that she had for me, she, you know, I took them, and the times that I wanted to quit, she didn't let me. She just stood by my side and just kept pushing me. So I just went for it.
What kind of changes did you start to see within yourself?
I started believing in myself. I seen growth and I knew that I wanted to change, and I had somebody there that believed in me. So, and I seen it, felt it, and that's what just pushed me harder to believe, like, okay, you can do this, Cynthia. Like, it's not, you know, it's not all negative that you are always used to seeing or believing or doing. So,
well, I saw those changes too when I saw your continuing to come back to receive those services, and the change even in the way you looked, You looked like you were optimistic about your future. The things that you talked about were positive. And we just knew, Vic and I, you know, who had seen you throughout this journey, knew that this is working for her. This is really working for her. And so we were really happy. We were cheering for you behind that desk. So what has happened in your life after you started receiving these services that brings you to where you are today?
So like I said, when Rose was, she was helping me through the process. And then I remember her saying that she signed me up with San Jose City College to get my paramedical certificate. And she was like, okay, I signed you up. You're gonna start this day and all that stuff. And I was like, no, I'm not gonna go nowhere. Like, that's not me. But that's because I didn't believe in myself. And that's when I just barely started little changes were coming. So then even though I was afraid and I was scared to do it, but I knew that she was right there with me, and she was going to be the one to push me and just go. And so I said, okay, you know what? I see that you believe in me more than I believe in myself. So I just went and I did it. And then that's when I went. I went to take the class. And then I see that I graduated from it. And then from there, then I had to the internship here, or reentry center. And then when I was done with that, then I got hired on to Breakout Prison Outreach. And then that's when I was just like, whoa, like it just went. Like, I didn't even notice that my life was just changing. But at the time I was like, whoa, like it's changing, you know?
What position were you hired into at Breakout Prison Outreach?
I was a case manager. Reentry specialists.
And so you worked with clients to do what?
To help them get back on their feet, the ones that come out of incarceration.
So it's kind of a full circle moment, huh?
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have clients still today?
I do. But this one, this job that I'm doing now is different from the first one. I'm still a case manager, but it's different from that for me, helping people that come out of incarceration.
Where are you now?
Boat services.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
And so you help clients do?
They're housed, but it was a hotel before. So, you know, when they have COVID and then they send you to a hotel for for them to
isolate or?
Yeah, but now it's permanent. So they're there for good probably for 5 years. And then from there, then we have to figure out what's gonna be next. But yeah, that's where I'm at.
Do you ever run into a client or clients that you can see yourself in them?
Oh, every day.
Is there a message that you give to them?
Yes, I tell my story.
You
where
do?
Where I came from.
You do.
And I let them know, see, it's possible. Because when I tell them where I came from, they don't believe it because they see who I am today. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yes, well, that's where it goes. That's the change. You know, you want change. When you get change, everything changes. You're not going to see me the way I was before because obviously I'm changed now to, you know, a better person. And everything, and the whole reason why I'm at where I'm at today is because where I was at. And I can relate to a lot of them. And my biggest thing is I love to help people and I want to give back. Especially to the people that where I was at.
Well, I think you're doing a great job, and I couldn't be more proud. I hope that doesn't sound condescending, but I've known you for a long time, and I've seen you on your journey, and just couldn't be happier for you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.